What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office asked Judge Paloisa Martinez this Wednesday to reject each of the incidents of nullity, double jeopardy, prescription, lack of jurisdiction presented by different defense attorneys in the pleadings phase during the preliminary hearing for the bribes paid by Odebrecht. Prosecutor Ruth Morcillo said that there were more than 15 incidents which have already been resolved by the court and by higher courts for which she requested that they be dismissed. However, the prosecutor agreed to declare the double trial of the Uruguayan Maya Cercurel, sharing the opinion of her lawyer, Hieronimo Mejia, insofar as these same facts and crimes were investigated in her country. In Montevideo, the process followed by Cercurel was archived in 2020. Morcillo asked the judge to reject the nullity incidents due to the alleged lack of jurisdiction to investigate former presidents Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela, both claimed to be deputies of the Central American Parliament, PARLASEN, and therefore the task of prosecuting them fell to the Supreme Court of Justice. Morcillo, in this regard, pointed out that Judge Martinez previously ruled on the matter and recalled that Article 19 of the PARLASEN's internal regulation states that deputies acquire all the functional prerogatives inherent to the position once they are sworn in. But on the principle of speciality that Martinelli claims, Morcillo recalled that it is already an issue overcome. This court has already issued a concept and cited three court orders and one from the Second Superior Court that supports this statement. Well, at 11:18 a.m., the judge closed the preliminary hearing and will now have up to 30 days to decide if the 49 defendants are prosecuted. The National Police apprehended in the early hours of Wednesday a person who was possibly involved in the assault on a branch of the savings bank in the Galapagos shopping plaza. This is in front of Villa Lucre. The arrest occurred after a raid on a residence in the sector known as La Cormena in the district of Ernesto Cordoba, north of the city, at around about 3 a.m. Police officers and public ministry officials seized money and clothing possibly related to the robbery, said Police Director John Dornheim, who was at the scene. He did not provide details of the amount of money found in the suspect's hands. The assault was on the morning of this Tuesday. The thieves escaped in a sedan vehicle, which was later abandoned, in the Santa Clara neighborhood of Juan Diaz. Five pro-government deputies who are part of the Trade and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly were responsible for overthrowing the legislative initiative that sought to repeal Laws 122 of 2019 and Law 314 of 2022, which granted tax incentives to tourism and that, according to industry insiders, benefited a group of people close to power. These are the deputies Jaime Vargas, President, Nestor Gawardia, Vice President, Julio Mendoza, Secretary, Roberto Ayala, and Mayra Gonzalez, Substitute for Francisco Pancho Alemán. The first four belong to the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. The last militates of the Nationalist Republican Liberal Movement, the Molly Rayner, an ally of the PRD. The five opposed discussing Bill 844 presented on the 1st of August by the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro, after President Laurentino Nito Cortizo promised to push that initiative due to citizen pressure. Ironically, those who supported the executive's proposal were opposition deputies, Hugo Mendez, the Panamanista Party, Juan Diego Vázquez, Independent, and Ariel Ortega, Substitute for Lilia Batista of the Democratic Change, who voted in favor of discussing Project 844. Everything happened starting at 10:30 in the morning yesterday when the commission began the discussion. First spoke the Vice Minister for Foreign Trade, Juan Carlos Sosa, who supported the proposal. Then the President of the National Chamber of Tourism, Ovidio Díez, took the floor, who, among other things, assured that 16 of the 17 unions that make up the chamber were against Laws 314 and 122 because they benefit a reduced group of businessmen. The three deputies who voted in favour of the Ministry of Commerce bill also argued against tax incentives. Mendes even narrated that he consulted on the subject in Chiriquí, a sector he represents in the Assembly, and most of the merchants told him that these incentives did not benefit small investors. In contrast, none of the pro-government deputies who voted to reject the project that sought to repeal the two tax laws supported their position before the Commission. To bury the project of the executive, the will of the majority was simply imposed. Vice Minister Sosa issued a few brief words after the discussion. We came on the instructions of the President, Laurentino Cortizo. However, the Assembly has taken other decisions. We call for consensus so that we have broad discussions, he stated. Then he assured that the incentives are not bad, but that they must be agreed upon so that more people can benefit. But just as one proposal died, there is another that advances enthusiastically. This is Bill 888, presented by Melchor Herrera, also a PRD member, which keeps afloat the extraordinary tax credits contemplated in the laws that the executive is asking to repeal. The initiative reaffirms the right to receive the tax initiative to anybody that has started its process, by the way, without specifying which of its stages it is in. Herrera also represents the 2-2 circuit corresponding to the Anton area in Coclay, was one of those who proposed Law 314 of 2022. The first symptoms of what the fate of Project 844 would be became evident on August the 11th, when the President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, unexpectedly organised a public consultation hearing on the subject, an activity in which representatives of groups participated linked to tourism investment and promoters who defended the rules that offer tax incentives. The Comptroller-General of the Republic released on Wednesday the results of the multipurpose survey, which sought to know what Panamanians think about some issues such as abortion, the use of cannabis, same-sex unions and sex education in schools. This survey was carried out in April, and the sample included 3,554 people interviewed. Well, for example, the statistical study showed that 49% of citizens disagree with the approval of laws that promote euthanasia, and 37% said that they agree. The rest did not respond. Also, 57% of those surveyed agreed with the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes, but 88% said they do not agree with recreational use. Regarding abortion, 76% indicated that they are against modifying the law on abortion so that women decide to have an abortion if it seems that way to them in any case, while 70% of those interviewed do agree with sex education in schools. Another topic analysed was that of the LGBTIQ plus community, in which 57% of those surveyed indicated that they have the same rights as the rest of the citizenry. But 77% of those surveyed said that they did not agree with legalising unions between people of the same sex. The Hall of the American Trade Hotel in Casco, Antigua, was transformed into an innovative catwalk for Panama Fashion Week 2022, the Panamanian Fashion Week, which began on Tuesday. In the room were weddings, or this is where weddings and other events are held. A catwalk was set up that made the models cross from one side to the other, parading among the attendees. It was not a straight road, as it has been done in previous years. The first day was inaugurated by the Michel Nassar Show, followed by a block of four designers, Nicolas Riel, Paolo Santo, Guru, and Ada Gonzalez. And just before this block, a video of the Chamber of Fashion and Design of Panama was projected. Thomas Christiansen, coach of the Panamanian national soccer team, continues to be faithful to his philosophy of speaking openly about both the good and the bad. And after each match played by La Roja and yesterday, Tuesday was no exception. After the friendly match, the Panama beat Bahrain 0-2. In that country's national stadium, Christiansen made his assessment before the FEPAFUT press department. Christiansen said that he was happy with the victory because precisely that was the objective of travelling to this duel in the Middle East. Now, there are many things to improve, such as, for example, we had to have given a little speed, and that is the criticism that we must make. But in general, we have to keep working, highlighted the coach who opened the game playing with a line of three backs, so as not so used to, as he said, to automate the movements. Among the positive things that he highlighted was the debut in the Celle of midfielder Martin Londoño and attacker Azarias Londoño. It's very positive. They are the future of Panama, and you have to see them in action in international matches. They gave a very good feeling. They entered quite well, specifying European DT. Michael Amir Morillo, 18 minutes in, and Ismael Diaz, 46 minutes in, scored the goals for Panama. Morillo and Diaz have to take responsibility for the team, push the youngsters, and show that they are committed, argued Christiansen. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. That's some of those things that are in the news that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.